New South Wales recently passed a law banning all mobile phone users from all mobile phone use for L&P plate drivers to limit distracted driving. Is there ever a valid reason for using a phone whilst driving? Paul Brescher investigates.
You're driving. You're expecting an important call. You turn your head to the side and you can see that it's the call you're waiting for. What do you do? Do you answer the phone? In response to new laws introduced in New South Wales banning all mobile phone use for L&P plate drivers, The Wire took to the streets to ask people how they felt about mobile phones and driving.
It annoys me when other people are on their phones and they don't pay attention to what they're doing, so you have to pay attention to what you're doing and what they're doing, because one mistake on their part could affect everyone else and it affects you.
I have no feelings about that. I think they should just all stop driving.
I drove buses for 15 years in Sydney and I've seen plenty of people do the wrong things, even before mobile phones. And mobile phones are just a killer. They're a proven fact. That's why I never use them. Also, I've got an 18-year-old who I've got to lead by example.
But what do the experts say? Ian Falk is a researcher at the Centre of Road Safety and Technology from the Queensland University of Technology. According to him, the research is conclusive and cannot be ignored.
Essentially, it's taking away attentional resources that really should be focused on the job that you're doing, and that's the way that I like to think about driving. Driving actually is doing a job of getting from one place to another. So you don't want to interfere with your performance in that process. I'm on the record of saying that I think there should be a total prohibition on the use of mobile phones, handheld and hands-free, for all drivers. So I'm quite supportive of the New South Wales legislation.
Dr. Julia Irwin is a senior lecturer in psychology at Macquarie University, who specialises in distracted driving. She has a different point of view to Ian Falk when it comes to a total mobile phone ban. She believes there are valid uses of a mobile phone while driving. She also points out recent research done in the US, which attempts to make links between increasing use of technology in cars and an increase in traffic incidents.
I don't know if I would go as for all drivers, because maybe banning conversations, but the problem, as you know, is that the smartphone is your GPS device, and you can have quite useful apps like Speed Alert placed on it, so that reminds you if you're in a school zone that if you're going over the speed limit. So there are uses for the mobile phone, but an intriguing statistic that is happening in Australia, and I was at a talk just last week by David Strayer, who's a very big name in driver distraction, is showing that road fatalities are increasing. We've been able to bring them down for over since the 1970s. It's been a downward trend, but cars are getting safer, drivers are getting better trained, but we're going back up. And what seems to be the only thing that he can think of is increasing use of technology in the vehicle that is distracting us. So I can see where Ian Falk is coming from, is that we should be minimising sources of distraction. But I don't know, a total ban for licensed drivers, I don't think I'd go quite that far.
As a learner or P1 driver, the 3 demerit points incurred through a mobile phone offence is enough to trigger a suspended licence. One mistake and it's gone. For P2 drivers on any current demerits, a mobile phone offence will also trigger a suspended licence. So how do New South Wales laws compare to the rest of Australia?
There is some variation across the country, but most jurisdictions have some form of prohibition or ban as part of their graduated licensing system, and the New South Wales system, I think, is just reflecting what we could regard as best practice during this period of novice driving, the first 2, 3, 4 years of driving.
Victoria is unique in Australia in that a second mobile phone offence within 12 months triggers double demerits. For the listener out there who has gotten away with using a mobile phone while driving, Infolk wants to warn you that it's easier to get caught than you think.
It's not hard to be caught. It's fairly obvious. Police are very skilled at it. There's quite a number in New South Wales these days. There's quite a number of unmarked highway patrol vehicles. The proportion is about every third vehicle in the highway patrol is an unmarked vehicle. So the chances are that that car that is behind you or that pulls up next to you is likely to be a police officer who can actually look and tell if you're on the phone and has the right to pull you over, and there can be investigations as to whether the phone was being used.
Ian Falk there, ending that report by Paul Brescher.